Luego. So to start, if we could just welcome ourselves as this simple presence. Nothing special that you need to do. Whatever is past is past. You don't need to do anything about it for now. Every moment is a fresh, brand new. Nothing that you need to hold on to. So that you can meet this moment in your complete innocence. Without the need to know anything about it. Without needing some supporting structure. because you don't need any support. You don't need any identity. You don't need to maintain anything in this moment. What you did and what others did to you. Our empty tales, traces in the sand along the shore, which fade away. You never swim in the same water twice. It's always fresh and new. You don't need to figure anything out. To fix anything. As you sink deeper and deeper into being, into presence. Because as presence, we are not separate. We're the same beingness. And it is this understanding the understanding of one reality which we all share, which we all are. It is from this understanding and as this understanding that love blooms, flourishes in our life. We recognize the other as our very self. And sometimes we may feel hurt. we feel hurt because we cherish something. We feel called to protect something. To defend something. Against whom? Against others, against the world. Is something that we feel very valuable. We need to defend it, to protect it. For what? For whom? To safeguard that which we cherish, whatever that is. We place conditions onto each other. We overlook the love. We believe that the love comes from the mind, from our thoughts, from our opinion, from our smartness. We don't want to get hurt. It's one thing to feel pain because you put your hand on the hot stove. But what is it that gets hurt? What is it to feel hurt? What if I am love itself? Where would the hurt find any refuge in the heart of love? we often blame the other for not loving us the right way, for not behaving towards us in a loving way. Although there are situations where that is blatantly true, aren't we most often trying to justify our feelings or shift our feelings so that we experience some release, some relief from the inner angst? We all are seeking relief from inner angst. But in moments of wisdom, in moments of insight, we realize that this relief does not come from the mind, does not come from the world. And yet we know this peace, we know the love that we seek in the depth of our being, we know it. We don't need someone to explain it to us. But as much as we try in a relationship, in the mind looking for a way, changing our world situation, where we live, what we do, as much as we try, we only experience moments of relief, but not the freedom and the relief and the peace that is unconditional, that is always there, so to speak. We all experience negative feelings. When we explore various ways what we share here is an exploration into the situation which is appearing to us. Sometimes it may sound shocking when we hear that there is no such thing as a feeling. It may seem preposterous that this statement is denying my experience. How can one say there is no such thing as feelings while I am feeling so depressed, miserable, upset, angry? We want to run away from such a pointer. But take a look do not take a look conceptually, but experientially. Before you accept the statement that I am feeling upset, before that formulation, just press the pause button for a moment and take a look at your experience at that moment. A heartbeat, pressure in the chest, the heat in the face or the throat, the dry throat, clenched fists. Sweating, those are bodily sensations. And then you take a look at the thoughts that are appearing to you at that moment of upsetness. It may be possible to notice thoughts such as, why did he do this to me? Why did she do this to me? she keeps doing the same mistakes. He keeps doing the same mistakes. Pisses me off. Darn, I wish I just could be somewhere else this moment. With our thoughts, right? Thoughts. But if you take a closer look, you will find that within these thoughts, there is a belief. The belief that I am this person, and he or she is this other person. That I am a good guy, a good gal. I am fair, I am just, I am this, I am that. You will find a me story, a belief that you are somebody, that you, which is the reality, which right now is hearing these words, you, this transparent awareness, this intelligence, this presence, is somebody. Somebody good, somebody bad, somebody better than some, and the other. And the other is just not getting it. You will find that, if you're interested in looking, you will find that belief. But take a moment, take a look. If it's true, it's true. If you are somebody, then you are the somebody. But if you are the awareness which perceives thoughts, perceptions, and sensations, then you are not somebody perceived. Either this or that. You cannot be both the transparent aware presence and a perceived form. You need to figure this out for yourself. Also, if we take a look at our experience, we may notice that sometimes we walk into a room accidentally. Maybe there are a group of people in that room that have just heard some sad news. A dear friend of theirs passed away. We walk into this room not knowing this information. And we feel this heaviness. We feel this sadness. Although we have no idea what is going on. We don't have any news. We don't know the news. And yet we feel this sadness, this sorrow. Which is not our sorrow, because we don't even know what happened. But it is a shared sorrow. Because we are transparent to each other. We are not separate. even at the body level, we sense each other, the movement, the body language. We feel each other's heat. And sometimes when we are in company of people who are angry, we may feel their anger. Although we are not angry, yet we feel the anger. When we are with somebody who is blaming you, although you're not blaming yourself, you're not actually experiencing yourself in a separate way. Yet you feel the blame because we are transparent to each other. Sometimes even with animals, we can sense in a silent way this is why it makes sense to be careful with each other, what we share and how we share what we share. Take a look within, whether we are coming from a sense of separation, fear, identification, identifying myself with somebody righteous or not. Take a look within, because that's going to be in the space. It's going to be out there, affecting everybody. Of course, we can all play this game of feelings. I'm upset at this and I'm upset at that. It's an easy game to play. Please me if you can. Make me happy or else you're out of there, out of here. We can play this game, but what fun is that? What beauty is there? What tenderness, what love, what understanding is there in such a game? Can we be, just to be fresh, moment by moment, not knowing, open, not defending or aggressing, not identified. Noticing the identification, we not buying into it. Let it go. There's a lot that you can let go. Much more than you think.